And next up on the teleconference is Michigan State's Susie Merchant. The Spartans enter this year's tournament as the number 9 seed and will face number 8 seed Northwestern in the second round on Thursday at noon Eastern time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Sure. Just excited that now we're in the postseason. Everybody loves March, and really always look forward to our Indianapolis experience. That city does an amazing job. You guys in the Big Ten do a spectacular job, too, I think, of running a really first-class event for our student-athletes. So looking forward to our experience and our first game on Thursday.
If you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1.
And, Coach, while we're lining up our questions, can you talk a little bit about the development of Jenna Allen this season? She's really come into her own as a senior.
Yeah, she has. She's had a really good senior season for us. I think it started back in the summer. She committed to changing her diet a little bit. She got in a lot better shape. You know, her fitness level came up. She's always had tremendous skills, but I think, you know, your conditioning piece is, if you're fighting fatigue as a player, it's hard to, you know, be a good player, I think, at times. So, you know, she really stepped up this year. She was in the gym all the time. Like I said, she committed to her diet or conditioning, and it made a big difference for us and has been a tremendous senior leader for us.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christy Winters. Scott with BTN.
Good morning there, Coach.
Hi.
Hi. With Shay and the way that she has played this year for you, talking about the leadership of Jenna Allen, I'm just curious, like, as a leader, what kinds of qualities have you seen in Shay over the course of the season?
Well, she's a pretty quiet, if you know her, she's a pretty quiet kid, and leadership is not something she doesn't balk at it, but it's definitely, she's not the first one to hold her hand up and say, let me do it. You know, I think she's the kid that always just wants to play. So she's really tried to commit herself to being more of a vocal leader on the court in practices, especially. I think that's where it has to start. You know, we have a freshman point guard, so I've really been impressed with watching her embrace Nia Cloudin and help her along. I know Nia really looks up to her as a player, so it's been kind of a neat relationship to watch develop over time. But she's really just trying to be more vocal, Christy, to be honest, and that's just not something that's natural to her, to be quite frank. But I've been really impressed with the way she's really tried to challenge herself a little bit, you know, to be more verbal, to be more dedicated in practice and committed to who's around her and how she can lift them up and the words she uses, especially with our freshman point guard.
Nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And your next question is from Howard McDowell with High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. I wanted to talk to you about Jenna Allen and the way you think she projects at the next level, what you see out of her and what kind of player you expect her to be at the WNBA.
Well, I mean, I know that's a goal of hers and something that she certainly, would love to have the opportunity. I think the unique thing, and, a lot of people that watch her, including yourself, I'm sure can see just her skill set. I mean, she's got one of the most beautiful outside three-point shots in the league, really. I just think she's just a natural shooter, and that's a hard thing to find at the five spot. It affects your ability to defend ball screens. How are you going to defend a ball screen against when she's involved in it, that kind of thing. So I think, you know, she definitely adds that element. And the other thing is she's got a tremendous IQ and she's one of the best passers on our team. And we run a lot through her at the high post where she's making decisions to, you know, set people up. So I think the one thing about Jenna is, of course, everybody wants a five that can score with their back to the basket. That's natural. But the fact that she's pretty skilled to face up, make reads, she's got poise and presence about her when she's getting pressured. Those are unique qualities that I think at the next level, that European is more outside in than it is inside out. So I think she would be a really good WNBA player for that reason.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you've had a lot of success this year, particularly in the non-conference season. You took down Oregon back in December. Can you talk a little bit about some of the lessons you've learned from those non-conference wins and how you've been able to apply that to conference play?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that was a fun game, obviously. Oregon's a tremendous program, and I think our kids just really came out with a lot of fight. We were still, at that time, we didn't have Shea, so we kind of had that, you know, we needed everybody mentality. And I thought we really shared the ball and played well. I thought, you know, when it came to Oregon, there was a couple things that we needed to make sure we were committed to for the game, and we did that. So I think it was a detail execution, and I thought our energy and effort was there. And I think when we've had that in Big Ten play, you know, we have the ability to do well. But like, there's other times when sometimes our energy is a little bit lower than the team we're playing for whatever reason. And that's kind of the lessons that we've learned. Like, we can, you know, obviously play with the best teams in the country and even beat them. But when we don't have that same kind of energy, effort, focus, attention to detail, sometimes that's been a little bit of our nemesis.
And you have a follow-up from Howard McDowell with High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. Just to stay on the WNBA questions for a moment, I'm curious, beyond your own team, who do you think is the best prospect in the conference this year? Who's impressed you the most in terms of how her game is likeliest to translate at the next level?
And the kid that impresses me every time we play, I mean, there's a lot of players you could say, certainly, and, you know, I don't want to leave mm-hmm. anybody out, but I mean, Megan Gustafson is just one of the best, hardest to guard, high energy post players. I mean, I'm so impressed with how she plays the game. You know, will it translate? I think so. I mean, I think she's got such a quick release. You know, she's shooting it almost before she gets it. She's a great rebounder. She's got, you know, a motor. You know, motors and fives are hard. She doesn't have to come out. She doesn't. I think she's really, really special talent. You know, there's probably a lot of kids I could talk about. Certainly, you know, Tania Page is a heck of a talent. I know she's been injured here down the stretch, but she can really score the ball. And Kenesha Bell, I mean, we just played Minnesota, and, man, she's somebody that is the athlete that you need, but at the same time, she's got a tremendous ability to, you know, affect the game in a lot of ways on both sides of the ball with her pull-up jumper, getting to the rim, and obviously defensively.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you this week in Indianapolis.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much.